All right. So I said we were going with a bit of a theme of peace, and you can see it's perhaps maybe a little bit more of a theme of rest, and maybe even a little bit more of a theme of vacation. So I've entitled tonight's talk, since we're heading into summer, Vacation Like Jesus. And I am so moved to present this because it dawned on me as I was on vacation last week that I came back more exhausted from vacation than I was before I went on vacation. So I should have planned some time to have a vacation to recover from the vacation I was on. And it's interesting because that must mean I did not vacation like Jesus. So I thought maybe that's what we could talk a little bit about tonight. How does Jesus vacation and how does he model that for us? So you can see I pulled out the trusty board and the marker, which means we get to play the word association game. We haven't done that in a while on Thursday evening. So let's do it. The word of the day is vacation. And I want you to tell me, just shout it out, what words come to mind when you think of the word vacation? Go. Vocation. Say it again. Vocation? That sounds like work to me, all right? What else?
Disney World.
Beach. Hang on. Adventure. Sight. Seeing. No worries. Don't worry. Be happy. Worries. That says what? Rest. What else?
Travel.
Anything else? Vacation. What's the first word that comes to mind? Or maybe the second word if you've already tossed one out. What is it?
Fun.
I thought you were going to say hotel food. Food. If you fly long lines, right? Yeah. Relaxing. That's a good one. Anybody else? We got some good words. All right. We got vocation, no worries, rest, travel, Disney World, beach, adventure, sightseeing, relaxing, fun, food. Those are the words that come to mind when you think of vacation. And that's kind of interesting because if we look at a definition of vacation, let's see what we come up with here. The definition of vacation that I found, which I think Brennan can display for us, says this: a period of suspension of work, study, or other activity usually used for rest, recreation or travel, recess or holiday. And that's interesting because look at what it's really focusing on: a suspension of work, right, or other activities, so that you can use it for rest and recreation and for travel, a recess or a holiday. But how many of you like me have had that experience of going on quote-unquote vacation but coming back exhausted from it? Where you really, exactly, everybody in here has had that. I see this guy's raising two hands over here. You really didn't suspend your work, did you? In fact, you might have even worked harder. Particularly, I noticed, look at this, Disney World came up there. Who said that, Mr. Stan? There is nothing relaxing about a trip to Disney World. Let me tell you, that's like, that's competitive vacationing. Because what, you got to get in lines, you got to wait in lines, and once you're off that ride, you're rushing to get to the next line. I mean, that's harder work than, you know, being at the office for 60 hours in a week. So the point is, what we consider vacation isn't always what lines up with the definition. In fact, you can see probably most of the words that popped up on here don't really fit well. We've got no work and rest showing up and relaxing. Well, a little fun and food, we can throw that in too. But all those other things really are pretty hefty working items. But the real purpose of vacation, again, is the suspension of work. And that's a biblical concept. We see that in Genesis. We heard that tonight, in fact, when we heard from Genesis chapter 2, verse 2. So on the seventh day, God rested from all his work. And so God gives us a prescription for rest. And it's interesting, we see that played out as well in the Gospels. When we study the Gospels, one thing that we might come to notice is that Jesus actually has a very regular pattern to his work life, his ministry, his activities. But he has a pattern to his downtime as well, to his time that he spends in rest, relaxation, or what the Jewish folks might have called Sabbath. In other words, his patterns can actually serve as a bit of a model for us. They can serve as a chance for us to understand what it's like to live a balanced life. Now, when we look at the scriptures in the New Testament, what we most commonly see for Jesus is that he goes away by himself, and he goes away to pray. And when he goes away to pray, he does that to be in communion with his heavenly Father. Why does he do that? Well, so that he can rejuvenate himself, so that he can have strength to continue in the direction of the ministry that he was being called to. But we also see times when Jesus goes away, spends time away from the hustle and the bustle of the world around him, not just to spend time in prayer, but simply to rest and relax. And I think that that's what we got a little glimpse of today in the gospel story that we heard. In Mark 6:31, Jesus even says to his disciples, he says, "Come with me by yourselves." In other words, don't bring anybody else along. It's just going to be a little small group of us. Come to me by yourselves. Where? To Disney World to get in line? No. He says to a quiet place. To get in line? No. To be in the hustle and bustle? No. What does he say? To get some rest. Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place to get some rest. The lesson here seems to be that taking time out, time away from the rest, for rest and relaxation, it's vital and it's necessary for the rhythm of life that we are all facing. So let's unpack three verses this evening. Verse 30, verse 31, and verse 32 of Mark 6, and see what this has to say to us, how it can speak to us about what it means to vacation like Jesus. Verse 30, the apostles went to Jesus, told him about all that they've been doing. Well, what have they been doing? Well, they've been teaching, they've been preaching, they've been out and about. And just for the setup, if we would have read a little earlier in that sixth chapter of Mark, it's not been a good time. They've been very busy with their ministry, but just prior to that, we're told the story that they've received news from the disciples of John the Baptist, who was Jesus' cousin, that he had been put to death. So this is not an easy time for them. There's a lot going on in their lives. They've brought that news to Jesus. And Jesus' response at that point, because he's seen the hustle and bustle that's been going on around them, is he says to them in verse 31, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." Let me ask you, last time you went on vacation, did you take Jesus with you? Did you go with Jesus? Did Jesus go with you? Did you go to a quiet place? Or did you go to Disney World? Or like me, did you go to a water park where you had to be up as soon as it opened to get there, just to wait in line? Let me tell you, I've been on several family vacations with my in-laws, and so I'm going to talk crud about them since they're not here tonight. That is, particularly my mother-in-law, that is competitive vacationing, because you've got to be up at the crack of dawn to receive whatever the breakfast is. And I don't even eat breakfast when I'm not on vacation. But man, you got to do it when you're vacationing with Dottie. It's a rigid itinerary. It's a plan. Everything is, there's no time for rest. It's a working vacation. But Jesus says, come with me. Be by yourselves. Go to a quiet place. Get some rest. Not a breakneck pace. Get some rest. Jesus says that in Matthew's gospel account too. In chapter 11, he says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. So we need to remember, even in the hecticness of our so-called vacations, we need to bring Jesus along. We need to take that time out of our day to find ourselves in a quiet place to be able to get rest, and to do that maybe with his word or in prayer. Verse 32, as we look at it, it says, so they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. Now, I really like that "in a boat" part. That's cool, but I don't own a boat. And I don't think that that's the real gist of the message here. I don't think you need to go away in a boat. You can do it in an airplane if you want. You can do it on foot. It would be nice to have a boat, to be like Bonnie right now in the islands, but the rest of us aren't quite so fortunate. But the point of that, I think, still is quite fitting for us in terms of a take-home message. Go away by yourself to a solitary place. To vacation like Jesus is not to be in the long lines at the amusement park or at the long crowded shopping centers of the city that you're visiting, or doing all of the tourist packages and everything. There's a time and there's a place for that, but to vacation like Jesus is to be able to rest, to get into a state of peace, a peace that transcends all understanding, because it comes alone from our Savior Jesus Christ. It's a gift from God. It's for the people of God, and it's good news. And as we head into this summer, I would encourage you to find ways where you do this on a daily basis. Find a way to spend a few minutes each day vacationing, not only like Jesus, but with Jesus. Amen? Amen. Amen.